啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of us。
今天下午，我们从雅各第一章，我们来学习，你的爱情比酒更美。
Today we're going to learn from the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, your love is better than wine.
啊，我们先来看罗马书。
Let's first turn to the book of Romans.
啊，罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
11节
Verse 11
第五章11节
Chapter 5 verse 11
不但如此我们既借着主耶稣基督得与神和好也就借着他以神为乐这个地方在讲我们信仰有两个阶段
Here mentions that for our faith, there are two stages.
啊，第一个是借着主耶稣与神和好。
The first is through Christ we reconcile with God.
啊，这个就是我们受洗的时候。
And this is when we receive baptism.
啊，还没有洗礼以前，啊，神的震怒天天在我们身上。
Before we're baptized, the wrath of God is on us.
啊，因为我们在神的律法上都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners under the laws of God.
那神又是公义的。
And God is just.
所以对神的公义对罪人有愤怒。
And so under the law, there's wrath of God on the sinners.
所以我们跟神是仇敌。
So we are enemies of God.
啊，但是受洗的时候罪得赦免。
But when we're baptized, our sins are washed away.
啊，所以我们跟神和好。
And that is when we are reconciled with God.
那这个可能是我们从小的时候就已经做到了。
And perhaps we have already accomplished this when we were young.
啊，也可能是两三年前我们受洗。
Or maybe we were baptized 2 or 3 years ago.
啊，那信仰能不能成为我们的享受呢？这个是跟下一句有关系。
But whether our faith can become an enjoyment, it depends.
啊，如果信仰成为我们的享受，我们永远不会离开神。
If we can rejoice in God, then we will not leave God.
啊，但是如果我们没有办法享受我们所拜的神，啊，可能有一天我们就离开了他。
But if we're unable to rejoice in God, then one day we may choose to leave Him.
啊，所以第二节哈，第二句话就是要借着他以神为乐。
So here also mentions that we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣，我们要以神为乐。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we rejoice in God.
我们看主耶稣变饼的时候，有5000个人吃主耶稣变饼。
When Jesus Christ performed the miracle, he fed 5,000 with bread.
所以今天我们在教会里面得到神恩典的人非常多。
So likewise, in church, there are many who receive grace from God.
啊，因此每一次见证会都有很多人在见证神的恩典。
Therefore, every time during the testimony session, there are people testifying and giving thanks to God.
但是当主耶稣到遍帽山上
，But when Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration,
衣服洁白，容貌放光。
His cloaks were white and his countenance bright and shining.
那个时候主耶稣没有变饼给他们吃。
Jesus was not giving them bread.
啊，在山上什么都没有。
There was nothing on the mountain.
哦，但是彼得在站内非常的满意。
But Peter was satisfied.
哦，我们在这里住山，做三座棚，永远住下来。
Let us build 3 tents here, and that we can live here forever.
啊，这是一种享受神的一种非常好的体验。
And this was a very good experience he had in rejoicing in God.
我记得有一次学生联会。
I remember once in a student spiritual convocation.
在结束的那一天。
On the day that the seminar was ending.
有一对姐弟两个在教会里面在对话。
There was a pair of siblings, a sister and a younger brother. They were having a conversation.
我当然哇，联会这么快就过去了。
He said, wow, the student spiritual convocation ended so fast.
哦，这一句话本身在讲什么？
What does that phrase mean?
他们已经爬到遍帽山上。
That means that they have gone on to the Mount of Transfiguration.
真的在灵里面看到主耶稣容貌放光。
that in spirit they saw the brightness of Jesus Christ.
真的享受主耶稣的同在。
And they enjoyed the abidance of Jesus Christ.
所以他感觉到哇，灵恩会怎么这么快过去？
So they thought how fast the time went.
他希望能够继续再下去。
And they wanted it to continue.
所以怎么让我们的生活能够来享受神，这真的是我们要努力的目标。
So this is a goal that we have to pursue to figure out how we can rejoice in God.
那雅各就是用夫妻男女之间的爱情让我们来了解神跟人之间的关系。
And Songs of Solomon, this book, it tells us, it helps us understand how we, helps us understand the love between us and God.
我们大家大部分都结婚。
And most of us are married.
如果我们从结婚里面得到极大的满足跟喜乐，
If we receive joy and satisfaction from our marriage,
那婚姻怎么会结束呢？
Then the marriage wouldn't end.
怎么会有第三者跑进来呢？
There wouldn't be a third person coming into this marriage.
这是不可能的。
That would not happen.
那婚姻怎么会结束？
Then the marriage would not end.
怎么会把第三者跑进来？
Then how can there be a third person?
就是因为没有在婚姻里面真的得到喜乐，得到满足。
That only happens when they cannot receive satisfaction or joy from the marriage.
那这个神跟人的关系，跟夫妻的关系这是互相有关系的。
So the relationship between God and us versus a husband and a wife, it's related.
所以以弗所书在讲婚姻，讲到最后说这是奥秘。
So in the book of Ephesians, it talks about marriage, and in the end, it says this is mystery.
我是指着基督跟教会说的。
And saying that this is referring to Christ and the church.
所以婚姻是指着主耶稣跟我们每一个信徒的关系。
So this marriage also refers to the relationship between Christ and us.
那我们先来看雅各的第一章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。这个地方新郎说愿他用口与我亲嘴，就是新郎，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Here the Shulamite says,let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And the him is referring to the groom.
这个下半句说你的爱情比酒更美。
And the latter part says, for your love is better than wine.
神的爱比酒更美。
God's love is better than wine.
那这个酒是什么？
And what is this wine?
我们看前面传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第十章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
十九节。
Verse 19.
传道书第十章十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
设摆筵席是为喜笑，酒能使人快活，钱能叫万事应心。
A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything.
这个地方讲设摆筵席为什么人喜欢去参加筵席？
So here it mentions feast. Why do people want to attend feasts?
因为筵席带给我们很多的欢乐、快乐。
Because feast brings about joy.
那下面讲酒能使人快活。
And here also mentions wine makes merry.
所以筵席一般的不会缺乏酒。
So that's why often in feasts you see wine.
因此主耶稣去参加婚宴，酒用尽了。
So when Jesus attended a banquet and they ran out of wine,
那主人就很着急酒用尽的欢笑就结束了。
And the hosts were nervous because once the wine is done, the laughter.Is done.
所以主耶稣用水来变酒。
So Jesus turned water into wine.
而且那个后来的酒，水变得比前买的更好。
And this wine that was turned from water was even better than the one that was served before.
也就是说，主耶稣，从主耶稣来的喜乐，比我们用钱去买来的快乐，更好。
Which is to say that the joy that Jesus Christ gives us is better than the ones that we purchase with money.
因此，我们回到第一章的第二节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 2.
你的爱情比酒更美。
Your love is better than wine.
这个酒可以指着酒精的酒。
This wine can refer to alcohol.
有时候我们搭飞机，如果你被 upgrade 到 business class, 飞机一飞，大家都在喝酒。
So sometimes if you're flying and you're upgraded to a business class, and once the plane takes off, everyone is drinking alcohol.
那有时候你去买房子，那如果比较贵的房子，里面也有酒吧。
Or if you're house touring and in a more expensive property, you might see a bar.
所以喝酒变成生活的一部分。
So drinking wine becomes part of daily living.
人从酒得到解脱，得到快乐。
Because people can receive joy and relieve stress from wine.
但是这个酒也可以指着从世界上来的娱乐。
But this wine can also refer to entertainment from this world.
所以为什么现在的人客厅越来越大。
So why is it that people's living rooms are bigger nowadays?
因为现在这个客厅有娱乐的功能。
And because the living room has a lot of entertaining things in it.
所以人工作回来就是要娱乐。
And once you come back from work, you want to have entertainment.
所以要活得很快乐，这是现在人的一个目标。
And one of the goals of people nowadays is to be happy.
那如果有一个比酒更美，那我们一定会去抓住那个更美的。
But if there's something that's better than wine, then we will want to grab onto this thing that's better.
但是如果找不到什么比酒更美，那我每一天除了上班回来就是要快乐就是要喝酒
But if we cannot find this thing that's better than wine, then of course every time we come home, we want to find enjoyment, we drink wine.
所以虽然圣经里面说我们不要贪爱世界。
So even though the Bible tells us not to love this world,
我们都知道。
We know this.
但是要做到不简单。
But it's difficult to do it.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为我们要找到更美，比酒更美的，我就不会想要这个酒。
Because we need to find this thing that's better than wine, only then can we let go of the wine.
那如果找不到比酒更美的，那当然我需要这个酒，不然我活着要做什么？
And if we cannot find this thing that's better than wine, then we can only grab onto this wine, otherwise we have nothing to live for.
那什么比酒更美？
So what is better than wine?
所以第二节讲你的爱情。比酒更美。
Verse 2 tells us that your love is better than wine.
这个神的爱比酒更美。
God's love is better than wine.
所以我们的信仰只停留在神的恩典是不够的。
So for our faith, it's not enough for us to stay at a stage where we just receive God's grace.
一直要成长进到神的爱里面。
We need to grow and to enter into the love of God.
那进到神的爱里面我们就知道神的爱比世界上酒精的酒、世界上的娱乐实在是更满足我们的心。
And once we enter into the love of God, we will understand that this wine, these entertainment from the world is not as God's love is much better than these.
所以信仰有一个看不见的部分。
There is an aspect to faith that we cannot see.
看不见的部分就是我跟神的关系。
And this aspect is the relationship between us and God.
那这个是我心里最深处我跟神到底关系有多深。
And this is within the deepest part of our hearts, this relationship we have with God.
那如果这一部分我们没有去追求，这信仰变成外面的。
If we do not pursue this aspect, then our faith is only on the surface.
我们就是聚会就来了。
We come when there's a service.
要祷告就祷告啊。
When it's time to pray, we pray.
就变成有一种外在的宗教仪式，但是我们心里的最深处不会去享受我们所拜的神。
It becomes an outward ritual that we perform, and it would not be from our heart.
那这样的信仰没有办法持得很久。
And this type of faith cannot last.
或者说我们觉得这样的信仰好像没有什么生命力。
Or we might feel that this type of faith is not vigorous.
所以我们要追求神的爱充满在我们里面。
So we have to pursue to have the love of God within us.
那神的爱怎么充满在我们里面？
So how can the love of God fill us?
我们来看几节圣经节。
Let's turn to a few Bible verses.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
第八节。
Verse 8.
三十四篇第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人有福。这个地方讲要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Here mentioned, taste and see that the Lord is good.
这个尝啊，就是一种体验。
And this taste is an experience.
你要去体验神的恩典，你就知道神是好的。
You have to experience the grace of God, then you will know that God is good.
所以有时候我们遇到很大的困难。
Therefore, when sometimes we're faced with great difficulties,
好像都没有什么出路。
It seems that there is no way out.
然后我们回来寻找神。
And we turn back towards God.
体验到神解决我们的困难。
And we'll experience how God saves us from our difficulties.
在那一个时刻，我们是何等的感谢。
And at that point in time, we're filled with thanks.
因为神真的很爱我，神的爱帮助我解决这个困难。
Because you feel that God truly loves me, that He helped me from this difficulty.
所以我们每一次在数算神的恩典我们都感恩不尽。
So therefore, every time we count His blessings, we are filled with thanks.
我们都觉得很喜乐，因为神真的很爱我。
We're filled with joy because we feel how much God loves us.
这是第一个我们怎么能够感受到神的爱比世界的酒更美。
And this is the first method that we can come to realize that the love of God is better than wine.
体验神的恩典，数算神的恩典。
It's to experience the grace of God and to count His blessings.
有时候我们在听别人在见证神的恩典，我们在听本身就很喜乐。
And sometimes when we listen to testimonies, how God gives grace to other people, we, upon listening to it, we're filled with joy as well.
因为从别人的见证，我们感觉到神真的是很爱我们。
Because from other people's testimonies, we know that God loves us.
那个爱就充满在我们心里面。
And that love fills our heart.
那神的爱会让我们很受感动就是我们来看马拉基书。
And this love will move us. Let's look at Book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
马拉基书第一章第二节。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 2.
神说我曾爱你们。你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？神说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。这个地方神告诉以色列百姓我曾爱你们。
Here the Lord tells the Israelites, I have loved you.
但是他没有感觉
But the Israelites don't feel it.
那没有感觉，当然就不会感动
And if they don't feel it, they will not be moved.
当然也就不会喜乐。
Of course, they will not rejoice in this love.
那神怎么讲他的爱呢？
But how does God describe His love for them?
就是他的拣选。
Which is His choosing.
亚瑟、以撒、雅各的两兄弟。
Esau and Jacob were two siblings.
神拣选雅各。
But God chose Jacob.
这就是神的爱。
And that was the love of God.
所以我们在看这么多人神拣选我们。
So of all the people, God has chosen us.
难道我们比别人好吗？
Is it because we're better than others?
难道别人比我们差吗？
Is it that others are not as good as us?
不是这样的。
It's not like that.
那不是这样，为什么神拣选我？
And if it's not because of that, then why does God choose us?
就是因为他爱我。
It's because He loves me.
所以今天的我 就是神的爱所造成的。
So I am who I am today because of God's love.
我们能够站在神的恩典中。
That we can stand in His grace.
盼望那永远的荣耀。
And that we have hope in this eternal glory.
那第三个，我们要被神的爱充满。
And the third, to be filled with the love of God.
我们看再回来看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Book of Romans, chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五章第五节
Chapter 5, verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。这个地方讲神的爱，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Here it says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
我们人的爱，特别是东方人都没有表现出来，其实心里有很多的爱。
And people's love, especially those of the Oriental people, we don't express it.
特别是东方的父母这个爱的表现就是责骂小孩子，因为我爱你。
Especially Asian parents, we show our children love with our rebukes.
所以人的爱不会跑到另外一个人身上，除非你把它表现出来。
And of human's love will not go on to the other person unless you express it.
但是神的爱不一样。
But the love of God is different.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
It says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
所以被圣灵充满就是被神的爱充满。
So if we're filled by the Holy Spirit, then we'll be filled by the love of God.
所以有没有可能在患难中人会很喜乐呢？
So is it possible for someone to be joyful in tribulation?
当然有。
Possible.
如果我们在患难中被神的爱充满
，If we're filled with the love of God in our tribulation，
我们就充满着喜乐。
Then we will also be filled with joy。
那一种喜乐就是我们的力量。
And this type of joy will be our strength。
所以在患难中要做什么？多祷告。
So when we're in tribulation， we need to pray。
神充满在我们里面，他的爱在我们里面。
When God is filled。When we're filled by God, His love is filling us.
我们知道神的爱没有改变。
We know that His love doesn't change.
神的同在还是没有改变。
And His abidance doesn't change.
所以我们就会有盼望。
Then we will have hope.
因此我们如果回到雅各的第一章。
So if we turn back to Song of Solomon chapter 1.
你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
因此当一个人被神的爱充满。
So when someone is filled with God's love,
充满着满足，充满着喜乐
，and he is satisfied and is filled with joy,
我们就发现世界上这个酒不是不可以的，你不需要。
It's not, then we will realize that you no longer need the wine.
你怎么需要一天到晚在看连续剧呢
？Then you would not need to watch soap operas or drama.
因为你心里是空的嘛。
You only need those when you're empty in your heart.
所以你要去求满足啊。
Therefore, you need to seek satisfaction.
那如果心里是充满神的爱
，But if your heart is already filled with God's love,
真的很满足。
It's already satisfied.
你坐在那里看不下去啊。
Then you will not be sitting there and watching.
这连续剧里面是假的，它不是真的。
Because the drama, the TV shows that you watch is fake.
我们这拜真神，怎么去看那个假的，从里面去得满足呢？
And if you already have true God, why would you need something from this fake thing?
所以不是不可以。
So it's not that you cannot.
当神的爱充满，我们充满着喜乐，你已经得自由了，这个不需要。
But rather that when you already receive God, you are freed. You do not need these things.
那这样信仰就很有力量。
Then your faith. Will have strength.
如果是心里是空的，那一直说不可以，不可以，哇，这个信得很痛苦。
But if your heart is empty and you keep on telling yourself, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, then it will be great suffering.
信仰是一种享受。
Your faith should be an enjoyment.
如果信仰变成捆绑，这个我们还要再想想到底我哪一部分有一些需要再改变。
If your faith has become a bondage, then you need to ponder about what is it that you need to change.
那有时候这个酒就是修品。
And sometimes this wine is shopping.
特别现在的设计的哦，第二天就到，有的当天就到，你真的用需要那个东西这么急吗？
And especially now with advancements, sometimes you can receive the item in a day or two.
就是因为拿到那个东西，你觉得非常的惊讶啊，有一个惊喜。
And when you receive the items, you might be filled with surprise.
但是这个惊奇多久？过了一下子就没有了。
But this happiness only appears a little bit and it's gone.
那没有怎么办？没有再买啊。
And once the happiness is gone, you make another purchase.
所以人如果掉在那个无穷尽的 shopping 里面，就是里面已经被酒所控制了。
Therefore, if you're stuck in shopping, that you feel like you need to shop all the time, that already means that you are controlled by this wine.
那不是说不可以啊，是说当我们在神的爱充满里面啊，你就从那里得自由了。
It's not that you cannot shop, but rather when you are satisfied by God's love, then you will be free. You will not need these things.
那第一节说，愿你用口与我亲嘴。
And here also says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
爱的一个表现就是渴望能够亲近。
And an expression of love is to want to draw closer.
那这个亲嘴当然是男女之间最亲密的一种表现。
And a kiss is an act of closeness.
所以当我们被神的爱充满了，很自然我们会想要亲近神。
And so naturally, when we're filled with God's love, we want to draw closer to Him.
这是一种爱充满自然的表现。
And this is an expression of how one is filled with love.
所以当我们的心跟那个看不见的神已经连在一起的时候，我们就发现亲近神这是很自然的。
So when our heart is already really close with God,When we have already have this good relationship, then we'll naturally want to draw close to God.
好，我们现在看第二节的下半第三节。
Then let's look at verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如从倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。为什么众童女都会爱这一个新郎？
So why is it that here virgins love you, the groom?
因为你的膏油馨香。
It's because of the fragrance of your good ointment.
然后你的名好像香膏。
And your name is ointment poured forth.
馨香带给人很愉快的感受。
And fragrance is very enjoyable.
所以你看女人常常在化妆要用香水。
And so oftentimes when a woman is dressing herself up, she will use perfume.
那圣经里面讲主耶稣的香气。
And the Bible also mentioned the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
这个主耶稣的香气是从他的本质发出来的。
And this fragrance of Christ comes from him.Himself.
所以为什么主耶稣会吸引我们
？So how is it that Jesus is attractive to us？
所以第四节
，Verse 4。
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。
Draw me away, we will run after you。
所以我们在信仰生活的一些做的事情到最后都是因为主耶稣在吸引我们。
And therefore, in our journey of faith, we do things because Jesus Christ draws us away.
所以我们就很心甘情愿跟着主耶稣走。
So we willingly follow Jesus Christ.
所以这不是被勉强的。
So it's not by force.
那主耶稣的名好像香膏一样。
And the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is ointment poured forth.
主耶稣的名非常的美。
His name is beautiful.
因为主耶稣的本质是好的。
Because he himself, his essence is good.
所以你看我们这世界上如果你看到一个好人，你就很感动。这世界上怎么这么好的人？
Therefore, whenever you see a good person in this world, you're touched and you're touched by how good the person is.
那这个 好人就是他有好的本性。
And a good person has a good nature.
啊，最好的本性就是主耶稣本身。
But the best nature is Jesus Christ himself.
啊，因为他把神性表现出来。
Because he expressed his divine nature.
啊，所以我们如果没有感受到主耶稣的香气，是因为我们对他认识不够深。
Therefore, if we cannot feel the fragrance of Christ, it's because we don't know him enough.
啊，那我们对主的认识越深，我们会被他越吸引。
And the more we know him, the more attracted to him we will be.
哦，因为主耶稣的本质、本性是好的。
Because his nature, his essence is good.
啊，如果人可以吸引我们哦，神更可以吸引我们。
If anyone can attract us, so more Jesus Christ can.
哦，因为啊，没有一个人能够跟主耶稣相比啊。
Because no one can compare to Jesus Christ.
哦，主耶稣的名非常美，你看他的杰作就是他的创造。
The name of Jesus Christ is beautiful, and his creation is also beautiful.
诸天在述说神的荣耀，穹苍在传扬他的手段。
The heavens and all creations glorify him.
哦，如果我们会被一个人哦，他的成就所吸引，那怎么不会被主耶稣吸引呢？
If we are attracted to someone's accomplishments, we have to be also attracted by Jesus Christ.
哦，所以啊，你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。
And you attract me, you draw me away, and we will run after you.
啊，因此信仰本身呢、啊，啊，是一种力量，看不见的力量。
So faith by itself is an invisible power.
啊，就是神本身啊，他在感动我们，吸引我们。
It's God Himself moving us and drawing us closer.
好，那我们现在再回来看雅各的第一章。
Let's look back at Song of Solomon chapter 1.
啊，第一章的第四节。
Verse 4.
快跑跟随你，王带我进入内室。这个到底在讲什么？
So what is this talking about?
啊，进入内室啊，就是一种亲密。
And the king has brought me into his chambers. This is a closeness.
啊，所以夫妻之间啊，有一种亲密的关系。
So there's this close relationship between husband and wife.
啊，那我们跟神之间也有一种亲密的关系。
And between us and God, there's this closeness as well.
啊，我们先来看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
啊，看约翰福音十五章。
Gospel of John chapter 15.
啊，约翰福音十五章。
Gospel of John chapter 15.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
十五章第九节。
Chapter 15, verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里面。第十节。
Verse 10.
啊，你们若遵守我父的命令，就常在我的爱里面。啊，正如我遵守我父的命令，常在他的爱里面。啊，这个地方啊，主耶稣这样说。
Here Jesus Christ says.
啊，你们要常在我的爱里面。
Abide in my love.
那在约翰一书里面呢、啊？啊，更讲到神住在我们里面，我们住在神里面。
And in First John, it mentions that, we live in God, and God lives in us.
啊，我们来看约翰一书的第三章。
Let's turn to First John chapter
3. 啊，约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
第三章二十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 24.
啊，遵守神命令就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。啊，我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是他赐给我们的圣灵。啊，这个地方讲住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Here mentions that we abide in him and he in him.
那到最后我们跟神就是合一的。
And in the end, we are one with God.
那这个就是信仰的追求。
And this is the pursuit of faith.
所以信仰哦，真正的追求不是外面物质的恩典。
So the true pursuit of our faith is not something outwardly.
物质的恩典这是神的爱的一个表现。
It's not the material grace from God.
那真正的追求是我们跟神能够合一。
the true pursuit that we have in our faith should be to be one with God.
哦，所以我们在雅歌里面可以看到这个丈夫跟太太的爱情。
So in Song of Solomon, we see the love between a husband and wife.
哦，其实这个爱情哈是已经超越了外在的条件。
This love already surpassed outward things.
哦，所以夫妻之间哈渴望的一种联合哈，这已经超越了外在。
So the attraction between the husband and the wife it surpasses outward things.
好，我们现在回来看雅各的第一章。
Let's turn back to Song of Solomon chapter 1.
第一章的第四节下半句。
Chapter 1 and the latter part of verse 4.
我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚至称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。最后说，他们爱你是理所当然。
The last phrase says, "Rightly do they love you?"
所以前面我要因你欢喜快乐。
And here it also mentioned, "We will be glad and rejoice in you."
原因是称赞你的爱情。
And we will remember your love.
所以我们的到最后我们所享受的就是神的爱，神跟我们的关系。
So in the end, we will rejoice in the love of God for us and our relationship with Him.
好，我们接下来回来看雅各的第一章。
Let's look at Song of Solomon chapter 1.
第一章的第六节。
Verse 6.
不要因为日头把我晒黑就轻看我。我们再看第五节。
And verse 5.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑，却是秀美，如同基达的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。这个基达的帐篷还所罗门的幔子一定是非常的漂亮。
And the tents of Kedar and curtains of Solomon must be beautiful.
那第三节说，我虽然黑，却是秀美。
Here also mentioned, I'm dark but lovely.
那为什么会黑
？But why is she dark?
第六节。
Verse 6.
日头把我晒黑了。
Because the sun has tanned her.
所以可见当时的人也觉得黑不是美所以不要把我看清。
So it seems that back then they also considered darkness as not as good.
黑是外在的。
But this darkness is outwardly.
美是内在的。
But beauty is inward.
所以不要看清我，因为我的外在没有漂亮。
But here it says, "Do not look upon me because I'm dark."
我们看主耶稣来到世界上。
And when Jesus Christ came to this world.
真的可以说黑确实秀美。
He was dark but lovely.
为什么这样说
？Why do I say this？
因为主耶稣没有加行美容嘛。
Because it mentioned that he did not have a good outwardly appearance.
世界上吸引人的他都没有。
And he did not have an attractive outward appearance.
但是主耶稣今天吸引了多少人
？But today we can see how many people are attracted to him.
他吸引每一个人。
He attracted every one of us.
为什么
？And why is that？
因为他是美的。
Because he's beautiful.
所以，我们今天在属灵上的追求。
So in our spiritual pursuit.
我们外在的条件可能没有办法改变。
Outwardly, we cannot change much.
但是我们里面可以变成秀美。
But we can become lovely inside.
就是我们的灵性还有不断的更新变化。
We can renew our spirit and mind.
所以神看我们哈，虽然没有外面是黑的，但是我们的灵性是美的。
So when God looks at us, maybe outwardly we're dark, but inside our spirit is beautiful.
我们被神吸引，神也被我们吸引。
And we'll be attracted to God, and God will be attracted to us.
我们跟神的关系就越来越亲密
And our relationship with God will be closer and closer.
所以这个不能单方面的。
So this is not one-sided.
是，我们要一段不断的成长。
We have to grow.
那我们就感觉到我们跟神的关系越来越亲。
Then we will feel that our relationship with God is closer and closer.
我们怎么知道跟神的关系越来越亲
How can we tell if our relationship with God is getting closer?
因为我们的生活越来越喜乐。
We will find that we will be more joyful in our life.
所以我们就知道我们跟神的关系越来越好。
Then we'll know that our relationship with God is getting better.
所以黑确实秀美。
So dark but lovely.
外面没有办法改变，但是内心可以更新。
We cannot change our outward criteria, but we can change our spirit.
神越来越同在，越来越喜乐。
The more God abides with us, the more joy we will have.
因此，你的爱比酒更美。
Therefore, your love is better than wine.
神的爱是最美的。
God's love is the best.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们来看啊，换一首啊。397
397
我们祷告完唱397的副歌
And after prayer we will sing the refrain from this hymn